Okay, so we'll discuss the dinim of Shavuos, which is based on Simcha Tzadidalet at the end of Hilchos Pesach. So Shavuos is made up of a lot of minhagim. Shavuos is made up of minhagim. The Sfarim bring down because the pasuk by Kabbalah Star says in the pasuk there, the Api Atayra Sheyerucha. Which the Tereskoinim, I think, was Sifra Darshan, Elo Akzeres by Minhagis. So we want to show that Minhagim are also a chelik of Torah. It could be it's a different darga of Torah. Akbar in the Magen Avraham over here in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalet, he mentions Minig Avisenu Torahi, it has a din of Torah, and therefore a person shouldn't be Mevat to the Minhagim. But we find a lot of Minhagim over here. Now, right in the beginning of Simen Tov Tzadi Dalet, the Mechaba mentions that since Shavuos is the 50th day of the Sfira, which is interesting that we don't count Sfira, we don't say Hayoim Chamishim Sfira. And even though the Pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yom, it's an Ara, which some of the Pesach can discuss why we don't count. But we don't count. So it's B'yayim Nun the Sfira Seim Hu Chag Shavuos. Say that tefillah k'may biyanta shal Pesach. Al she'oyimrim es yoyim chag ha-shavuos ze zman matan teresenu. We say zman matan teresenu that this is the time of when the Torah was given. Which, this machlekes in the Gemara of Shavuos is Vav or Zayin. Halacha, we really pass on Shavuos is Zayin. And that which we keep Vav is could be only because there are different pshatim in the Magen Avraham why we keep Shavuos on Vav, and one pshat is because really Shavuos was supposed to be on Vav, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif the Yom Echa Midaita, so that which was given on Zion was only because Moshe Rabbeinu was Moisif the Yom Echa Midaita.
Why do you want to do it in Chutzlars?
And what Zion? And the Magen Avraham, Peldik Magen Avraham over here, he says Mikan is a smach to Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. The whole Shavuos is a smach to that Chazal has a right to add another day to Yontif, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did over here. But
how
the
was Moshe Rabbeinu had any Yontif?
Because he felt that Klai Yisrael needed another day of Achana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Siskim L'day to the Gemara says. It was supposed to be Vav, Moshe Rabbeinu added another day for Achana. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to him that it could be on Zion. But the Pshat, we are getting into Drush, the Marsha says another Pshat, which is Yisoy. Marsha says that the Nesina was on Zion. But when were they ready for it? The Achana was on Vav. On Vav they became ready. Says Marsha, Yerushimayim koidim le Chachmasi. In order to get the Chachmas there, you have to have Yerushimayim. So the Iker is really the Yerushimayim, which now allows you to get to the Chachma. So the Simcha of Shavuos is the Yerushimayim. That's why we say, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. This is the time of Matan Torah, even though actually the Matan Torah wasn't around today. Okay, but then the Mechaba says as follows. Does the Mechaba mention it, or the Mishmur mentions it? The Mishmur says, in Sifkat and Aleph, Me'achrin L'spalal Arvis V'chnisa Shavuos B'tseis HaKoychovim. We push off davening Ma'ariv until he hasn't said Chavim. Meaning, even though normally Shabbos and Yontif, people daven Ma'ariv earlier, the Mekalba Shabbos earlier, the Mekalba Yontif earlier, but over here, when it comes to Shavuos, because of the Indian of Tzmimais, we push Ma'ariv off until after Tzeisik Chavim. Now, the emes is that the Iker Chumra over here is the negate to Kiddush. Is not to make Kiddush and to eat the Suda until after Tzeisik HaChavim. The Magen Avraham, and that's the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's Lashon is, B'lel Shavuos, Ein Mekatshin al HaKoyis, Shal HaKoyis at Tzeisik HaChavim, Dechsev Tzmim is Tiyena. It's a din in the Kiddush. Ma'ariv you could have an earlier, but the Kiddush HaYon shouldn't be until later. The Taz adds Arvis. And the question is, Taka, why? Why not that Ma'ariv earlier? The Nekuda I mentioned before, that the Pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, which is Mashu, you should count 50 days. So why don't we count the 50th day? So there is the Sefer Rekeach, one of the Rishonim, who says he starts of Memtes Yomim Moinim, we count 49 days, connected the Memtes Sha'arim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up to Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore we count until the 50th. And then at the end he says, Tamimais, says me yom vi achn sag lis ba mem tes yom ab yom nun ein sag lis ba shari niska be brocho be tfila. Why? Because when we daven, and when we make kiddush and we say yom chag shavuos, that's where we're doing the sfira. That is the sfira of the 50th day. That's what the Sefer Keich says, which is mashma de taka. We are doing a sfira on the 50th day. As opposed to the Rosh brings this question down, and the Rosh says, "V'li nira she'en on the tzrichim l'tchukos halalu," and he says that the pasuk says, "Shiva shavuos tisbalacha." You don't have to count the. He says, "Ein lispa yosim is shiva shavuos ami tisbru chamishim yoyim lekashimidi." Ah, you're telling me the pasuk tisbru chamishim yoyim shekein derech hamikra. When it gets close to a round number, it rounds it off. So therefore, really, it's 49, but it rounds it off to 50. So this
one. How 50 is Yaibel?
What?
Yaibel, they counted it.
But the years?
It's a
mitzvah,
right?
Yeah, but I don't know if they did. But so he says over here, it's Lavdavka, therefore it's Lavdavka, the Pasuk Tishrei Chamishim. So doesn't Malachim negate that? Akabar, what we said was that at least the person should wait to make kiddush until after Tzitz Chavim, and the minig is in most places to also wait to daven Meir. A nafkamina comes also when you get Tzitz Yontif. Is every Shabbos Yontif there's a mitzvah to be Mekabel Yontif earlier? There's a mitzvah to Mekabel Yontif, Mekabel Shabbos, every Shabbos there's a mitzvah, point to most Rishayim Deraisa. To Mekabel Shabbos at least a few minutes earlier, if not 10, 15, 20 minutes earlier, but at least 2 or 3 minutes earlier than Shkia to Mekabel Shabbos. So is there any, so there's a Maril. The Maril's Mashma that there's no Indian to be Mekabel, that by Shavuos you don't have the dinner place as Yom Tov. Why? So Maril is the Mekroi Kodesh, Rasu Pesach Frank explains, very interesting, Rasu Pesach explains that by Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, where there's a din, we find that on Shavuos there's a din of Torah, a din of Peiros, and Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin for everyone, so we don't want to make the din longer, earlier, more than it is already. But again, I don't know if La Halacha L'Maisa, a person should not be Mekabel Yom Tov earlier, just be Meoira, there is raid about it. And Adrav, the Binyan Shleimus Kasha on the Magen Avraham that says they shouldn't make Kiddush until later is Ayah being Seis in the mitzvah of Tzitz Yontif. So the Chari Tzitz Yontif you should. Kiddush and Meir if you wait until later.
Well, why would you not do Tzitz
Yontif on Shabbos? Maybe there's a Svar, because since there's a din on the Peiros, or a din on Torah, so we don't want to make how much Torah are you going to, the Shlo writes by Arichas, that how much Torah are you going to be Zeichet to this year?
Doesn't depend on how much you're
going
to learn.
So what does it mean that there's a Din or Rosh Hashanah? Doesn't depend on how much Zuchus you're going to have during the year?
Those things are talking based on Hashanah, like Hashanah decides what you're
going to get. Pulls a thing out of the head, it's based on your Maisim, right? It says, if the most chosim or chayves, right? So there is somewhat of a din.
It's not telling you in your mason. The only thing it's telling your mason is your shemayim. Learning there.
No. What it says, hakov de shemay chosim your shemayim, means that everything's in your hands to do except for your shemayim. Everything's not in your hands except for your shemayim, but we're not talking about your shemayim over here. Right? I'm talking about, because Baruch Hu dan zav, I'll read you the shlah. The shlah says, okay, we'll get to the shlah. I'll read you the lash and the shlah soon. How does it do not tell you to Las Yaakov? I'm saying there are Svarim that speak better.
How about when Shabbos is on Erev Yom Tov? So if your Tais is Yom Tov, then you're going to be taken away from Shabbos.
When Shabbos is on Erev Yom Tov, so I don't really want to get into it, but you should just know there's a Taz and a Marshal in Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres. So the Taz says a person who's Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early. Right? It's Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Says the Taz, someone who's Mekabel Shmini Atzeres, Tosfos Shmini Atzeres, he could go home, it's still light outside, and eat in the house. right? It's mamish shmini atzeres. You don't have to eat in sukkah anymore. Mashal says, what are you talking about? You can take away from sukkahs. How could you take away from sukkahs? So the Taz says, Mashal says, okay, so you can't eat in sukkah because the ma'asim kal shmini atzeres. You can't eat in the house because it's sukkahs, right? And Taz says back, lo yimetzina the chazal goes a tiny sanyantiv that you can't eat. That's either I can eat. So make up your mind, either here or there. So all the raid over there is on your question.
There's a special hatif.
That's where the raid of your question is.
There's a special
hatif
for
tainus. Say it, I'm not getting into it now. It was just Beteris Shahatziyun, Amar Makim. If you want to look into this question of how could you be do tais yantiv from one yantiv on the Cheshvan and the other, on Shabbos yantiv, that's where all the Rosh Hashiva raid is. Okay. Now, there's a minig to eat milchig on Shavuos, which is brought down in the Ramah. Over here. In Sif Beis, the Ramah says, now it's very interesting the way the Ramah explains it. There are many reasons for this minig of eating milchig. The Ramah says, if someone has a mishmur in front of them, look at the Ramah. The bottom line of the page says, "V'noyigim mekam mekaymes lechom achali chalav b'yom rishin shel shvuos." Now listen, "V'nirali hatam." Why says Rama, "Shu kemoy hashnei tavshilin sheloichem b'lo pesach zechel pesach zechel chagiga." It's like it's being medamed to lel pesach, just like lel pesach. We have the beitza, the egg, and the zroya. Zecha for the Pesach and Zecha for the Chagiga. Kein oichle meichel cholov, v'achakach meichel basa. Therefore, we eat first meichel cholov, and then we eat meichel basa. V'tzrichen lo v'yimayim beiz lechem. You need to bring two breads ala shulchan. Shubim koyma mizbeach. The shulchan is in place of the mizbeach. V'yesh v'zeh zichra in the beiz alechem shayim akrim v'yim kippur. So Pashtus people learn this Ramah, that what the Ramah is saying is, they're just like Lo Pesach, we eat the Beitza, we have a Zroya, Zecha for the two Kabanos. So tonight, Shavuos, we're going to eat Cholov, and we're going to eat Basa, and that's going to be the two Tavshilim, Zecha for the Shtei Alechem. But if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Shavuos says something else. Shavuos says, Yudzayin, in Yudalit, Yidal, k'moy hashnei tavshilin, rotza loyma, k'shem shebepesach oichel zechel karbin. That what we be medamet to there? That just like by Pesach we make a zecha for the karbin, kach kein onu tzrichen lases v'shvuz zechel shtei alechem. I mean, we're bringing down Pesach just as a mar mokoyim that we make zechas for karbonis. That's all we're doing. Shemavin, v'al kein oichel macholi chol v'achkach macholi. You'll have to bring two breads. Why? Since it's also to eat from the same loaf of bread at a milchig meal, also at a fleshig meal. So where's the zecha to the shtei lechem? Not in that which you're eating macholi cholov and then eating macholi basa. The zecha of the shtei lechem is that which you bring into the table, two breads. And therefore the Mishmur says that the bread should be made from chitin. Dugmas, shtei lechem, the carbon shtei lechem, which is made from chitin. And also it's mevor over here, an important yisoid, that there's a machlekes apoiskim, if in the same meal, am I allowed to eat in the same meal? First, I'll drink my coffee. This could come up every Shabbos. I make kiddush, I wash, I want to drink my coffee, and then I want to eat the fleishig. Does that be a separate meal or not? In this Ramah's mashma, that it's that you're allowed to. And adrabah, if you're going to eat in two separate meals, it's not going to be nikkur anymore that you bring shtei lechem. Because of other two separate meals, you bring two breads. Where's the nikkur that's a shtei lechem? It's all because it's in the same meal. And we din basa v'cholav, I had to bring a second lechem over here. And that's what Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkat and Yud Zayin. You have to be careful with all the dinim that I mentioned over there in Peches, Peites. And he speaks out, Tezayin. You have to, what you need to do between the milking and the fleshing is clear off the table, take off the tablecloth, put on a new tablecloth, because maybe there's some milchig left on the tablecloth, and you need to wash your mouth out. Like he says, ve'ein tzarch lafsik bebechza mazin. You don't need to mafsik bebechza mazin. Ve'ein oichol gvina kasha. Ve'kanech piv v'yofa v'yadiyach k'dis v'yardes in peites. That if you're not eating gvina kasha, then it's enough just to wash your mouth out and look, check your hands that there's no cheese left on your hands. If there is, then wash your hands. And then you can eat the basa in the same meal. There are those many people that are noig like the Beis Yosef b'shem the Zoyar not to eat milchig and fleshig in the same meal, and therefore they will not be able to follow the minig of Ramah, and their minig to eat milchig is al kachach for one of these other reasons that the Paiskim give. And that's why the Daki Tshuva says that the minig in Munkach was, and by other chesidah was, that you make kiddush in the morning on milching, and then later you eat the suda fleishig. But it wasn't even part of a suda, the challah. He says here, except for gvina kasha. Right, what's gvina kasha?
Hard cheese.
Hard cheese. What's hard cheese? How hard?
There's a certain cheese that they make in Europe that you have to wait longer.
So here in Eretz Yisrael, there are places that say, any yellow cheese is hard cheese. Any hard cheese, you go to a store, any hard cheese is supposed to the Gvina Rach.
6 hours?
That's what they held. And therefore, there are Paiskin that hold here of the Ashim in the last 2 years has been Paiskin. Then not only that, even if you melted it onto your pizza, you have to wait 6 hours after your pizza. However, it's you do it for an Baron Kotla and other Gedalim, that hard cheese is like, what's your first name again?
Me?
Yeah. Yehuda? Like Yehuda said, that Rabbi said, Gevina kasha is kasha, something which you need to take a grater and you have to manage grate it. Or the way my father used to say, over Hashem, the dining brisk, you have to take a saw and cut into it. Like the only cheese that we were familiar with, like that is Parmesan cheese. But there's a Yad Yehuda, very chashava, seifan, basava chalav, and taravis, which he says, if you melt it, even if you will have gvina kasha, and you melt it, then you don't have to wait 6 hours. Yeah. So therefore, usually Parmesan cheese is used on pizza or in salads, and even then, so if it's melted, vita. But Rav Yashu used to pass like this. Yeah, for some reason, in the last few years, he decided even melt it not. What?
Maybe
this is good one. Maybe what? Yeah. I have an interesting story. I was by a very chashav yid, Rav Nosson Kupshitz, all the yid. So when I was learning Basav Chalav, we used to go to speak to him in learning every week. So we learned about Gvina Kasha. So we asked him, what's Gvina Kasha? He said, go to the store, the cheese. So he said, why is that Gvina Kasha? He said, because Chazal said, if the halacha says it's Gvina Kasha, so what's kasha? That's kasha. You can't get kasha than that. So we told him. The soft cheese, cream cheese and butter and all those things. So we said, so what do you mean? But in Europe, you could get this hard cheese. You might have to crack it with an axe. He couldn't believe it. And to him, there's no musik like that. Therefore, he held kasha is looking to go. So it's interesting, but I'll come on it, but...
So if you like American cheese, is hard cheese?
According to him, yeah. But again, the accepted psak for sure in America, as far as I know, is that we don't wait 6 hours after pizza, we don't wait 6 hours after American cheese. Okay, now we're going off topic.
What's the thing about waiting a half hour?
That's based on the basic assumption, the Zoya. The Zoya says not to eat milchig and fleishig within the Shah Achas, or the Sudasa Achas. So Pashto, the Zoya's Mashmi, should wait an hour. Where exactly half an hour came from is not clear, but it's based on that Zoya.
Washing out your mouth in 15 minutes?
If you wait the hour, then you don't have to wash out your mouth. But if you're not waiting the hour, like the Mishmur says, you can have it in the same Suda, then you have to wash your mouth out and make sure your fingers don't have cheese.
Wash your mouth out, you only have to wait 15 minutes, you still have to wait half an hour?
If you, at least a half an hour. Could be an hour.
What if you wash your mouth out, you have to wait also?
What?
If you wash your mouth out, you have to
wait. If you mark it for that Zoya, yes.
Same.
The way the remote passes, you don't have to wait at all. You don't have to wait. You finish eating your cheese, take the tablecloth off, and put on your fleshy. I was once at someone when I was a bacha. I was by this person. They served the milchig meal. I did not know that there was a fleshy meal coming right after. I didn't know. I was stuffed. I was not shaykh. Anyways, okay.
What's his number?
I said it was an older couple. Was like, I'll tell you then. And they're both left already. But
what's the other of the season? Don't like that was makpin that too.
Because they're very makpin for that zaya.
No, like they don't eat milk as a yom tov.
At all.
Yeah.
Not all chassidim. Like the Dakir Tshuva and different. They bring down different eitzes. The Satmarov held that. I don't remember clearly, but Satmarov held based on that Zoya that you shouldn't have it even within the same day. And therefore, in order for him to be Mekayim, in the minig of Milchig, he used to take a bread, a big bread, where at one end of the bread they put some cheese there, which La Halacha, the other half of the bread is not Milchig at all. But the Epis has a Reach of Milchig, and his Mekayim is din Milchig with that.
Even Melissa.
But the truth is, here, I have a shtickle over here. I wrote this on Nini Milchig, on Chag Shus, on this Ramah, with the different Nidonim of the Ramah. The Mice, there's a Nidon over here also that they bring down that by eating Fleishig on, right? There's in Simchas Yontif. And as Machlaik is Rishaynim, if Simchas Yontif means to eat meat or not. So there are those that want to say that maybe Shavuos is different. Shavuos, you can be Mekayim your mitzvah of Simchas Yontov with Milchig. But Reb Chaim had such a svar to say. But
so what's the reason that the Ramah wrote down that kids are
there? So bottom line, according to Ramah, the reason is Al Tzeich of Shtei Alechem. So you'll be forced to bring two breads. And these two breads will be a zecher for the lechem, shtei lechem.
The reason is because you'll be forced to bring two breads.
That's right.
So what is he supposed to eat?
As a zecher, the Indian is al zecher shtei lechem.
If you bring two breads, then you don't have to eat cheese.
What? It's not nicker. Because every Suda you bring has two breads.
And the lechem mishnah, they always have one with the work.
That's right, because not nicker.
It's more not nicker now.
Why?
The reason why you're bringing two breads is because.
But why? But again, the question is, you never do that. You never eat a suda where you eat first milchig and then fleshig. So why am I doing that? So the answer is so that I should have to bring a second bread out to zecher shleilach.
What about?
Why don't you
eat milk and cheese on Pesach?
Why don't you? Because we have a zecher for the beit as the inyan at boi rachmana. Right, therefore to bring back the karma chagiga, and the Zraya has its inyan of Zraya, the Tuya, whatever the inyanim are. So I'm saying they're inyanim, why we do with those two things.
The Hova really is he supposed to eat both in one meal.
That's according to Ramah. Now according to the other reasons, which there are many other reasons, it could be seven. Then Mishbru brings down another reason over here. Mishbru brings down into Santa reason as if cutting your base. Brings down from the Mug from Ani Shemati Oid Bashem Godalecha Shomatam Nochan Lizeh. When they were on Har Sinai, they were kabbal the Torah. The yardum in a har the basin. They went home. They couldn't find what to eat. Take if kiyim machali chalak. Why? Kilubasa tzarach hachadon rabba l'shchit b'sakin. But you have to get a knife and check it and learn how to do shchita. Kashitziv Hashem l'naka chutei achelev v'adam. You have to learn at Nikor how to take out the parts of the animals that we don't eat, and to do Melicha, and to cook it in Kenim Chadashim. And all these things, it takes a long time. So, what?
They weren't getting money yet.
What did you say?
They weren't getting money yet.
They were not getting money yet till they. Right, they were still living off what they took out from Mitzrayim, right?
If Matan Torah was Zayin, then we shouldn't be milchut until after Shavuos.
Why?
The whole bar was that the father Matan Torah, when they got halachas, and it's involved in even Zayin itself, so it was going to be
milchut. But on the day of Matan Torah, they were only able to eat milchut, right? The kasha on this is that the way we paskin, I mean, what seems is that Shavuos fell out on Shabbos. So anyways, they couldn't do all these things. But the Chavz Chaim himself asked this question in Likutei Halachos, in Menachos. Chavz Chaim himself asked this question, and he answers, he says, in Perkei Derabbi Elazar, it's mavur that Shavuos was on Friday. So it's machlokes like medrashim when Shavuos was. So people say Shtigl Chayr is the answer.
He's saying Shvanessa. He's saying Shvanessa. He's saying Shvanessa. He's saying Shvanessa. Because Shavuos is on Shabbos.
On Shabbos, right. But he says the Machlek is Joshua.
They got the
turn, they knew all the Machlek. So the Machlek is Rishonim. If when Moshe got the Torah, he got it with the Torah Shavah Peh, or he only got the Torah Shavah Chassav alone. And then later he learned the Torah Shavah Peh.
But it wasn't until the Luchashim that he actually came down and started teaching Klai Yisrael?
What?
Wasn't until the Luchashim?
He started teaching them, being mad with them, but it could be they're already somewhat Mekabla. That's it. Okay, Akabar, so that's the meaning of eating Milchik. There is a Din Simcha. There's a Din Simcha. The Gemara Psachim, famous Gemara Psachim. Hakol moedim ba'atzeres the beina nami lachem. That everyone's moedim that are in service, you need lachem. Also chedik for you. My taima yom shenina b'toiros. Rashi says to show that Torah is not old. You're happy about Torah when people sit and eat, relax, enjoying what they're. It shows that there's not a yoke, it's not a pain on them, and other it's a simcha. The Lashon, the Shla says, quotes the Gemara, right? It says, Rav Yosef on Shavuos used to make an igla tilsa. The third eagle is the best tasting eagle. And he used to say, Kami Yosef ika b'shuka. If not for this day, I'd be like, just like any other Yosef. However, says the Shla, Mikol Malkam gilu b'ra'ada, even though it's the din simcha, but there's also gilu b'ra'ada. Why? You have to tremble, you have to... says, Asimcha asher samach tia simcha ruchnias. V'hoid v'hal Hashem izbarach shenasal lanu ha-Torah. You have to hallow and thank Him for giving us the Torah. M'soira ma'oid b'libe l'skadish l'takem ma'isav. To be m'kayim v'gis v'yoymo, ki ha-yoym kodeshu. And then he brings down from a sefer to Elas Yaakov, ki k'moy sheberash Hashanah. Just like on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches and He searches the Maisim of people. Because it's the beginning of the creation of the world. So He wants to again down up, should I let the world continue or not? He searches and does them up on the Paris Eilon. Then he goes on explaining that Paris is referring to Torah. So there's also a din on Torah. Whatever that means. Like Abaram, there's a Kedusha to today. There's Simcha. There's also... There is a question, and by every Yontif, if there's Simchas Yontif, the night of Yontif, right? Because if the Ikes Simchas Yontif was with the Shalmei Chagiga, the Karbanis that they brought, the meat of the Karbanis, which according to some Shittas, there's no need to eat Simcha nowadays, Basa nowadays. It's all done in the Karban. Okay, then we have the minig, of staying up all night. So the Magen Avraham says, Issa Bezoihar. Shechasidim Arushaynim, and Mishmur quotes it also saying, Isa v'zoya, Shechasidim Arushaynim, ha'yin ne'urim kol ha'layla, v'oiskim ba'teira. They will be up all night and be oiskim teira, and in the Zohar, it's mevuya, davke teira shebal peh. The Zohar says, davke teira shebal peh. V'kvar nogu roi v'loim dun lasis king. And many loim dim are noik to do this. V'ef shalos is tam apib shutai, Yisrael ha'yishenim kol ha'layla. because Klai is so asleep in the whole night, but Hutzuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leheir Oysam. Kedisa B'medish, L'chein Anu Tzrichon L'takein. So what's Pshat that they overslept? So B'Shem the Alta from Keln, I think Rav Schwab in the Sefer Ma'ein, Beis HaSheva in Pashas Yisroi, and many others write, Be'erach, the Pshat is, because what was the chedek? They counted 49 days, right? When we spoke about Sfiras Yomim, we mentioned the Medrash that the Ran says. They were counting 49 days to Sfiras Yomim. They knew exactly when Matan Torah was. So how did they oversleep? Teretz is because their musig of being with Kabbalah, something from the Banish, that was through Nevuah. Until that point, Nevuah was Bider Chaloy. So Adarabah, they were making themselves. They went to sleep early the night before to get a good night's sleep so that they could be in Kabbalah the Torah through Nevuah. What was the Kamash Malan? The wake-up call was, Torah is not through Nevuah. Torah is through Amelos. That's it. Torah is Dafka when you're awake and Amelos and working on Torah. That's it. That could be the answer why the Zohar says Torah Shabbat Peh Dafka. Because where's the Amelos of the Torah? Fine.
Rabbi Schwab
says
this, or
Alta from Kelm? The Alta from Kelm for sure said it. Uh-huh. And I've seen it in earlier, the idea I've seen in earlier Sfarma, I don't have my those notes here.
It's also boiled down from
the Zer
that you're not allowed to learn Torah Shabbos at night.
Say that. So happens to be that it's a Berhetiv, which for sure by the Litvish is not Makubal.
Why? It's Zer saying it. Saying
say that. But also there are a lot of exceptions to that Zaya, right? Even the people that are makban on that Zaya, Mavra Sedra, Thursday night, they hold your lap to. Right? Whoa, what's Pshat? You're saying Targum. And Tilim, a lot of them hold Tilim, also your lap to. It's also Vim, Tershul Chassaf.
If you learn the Pirish also,
there's a lot, right, if you learn with the Pirish, right, there's a lot of exceptions to that. So this could also be an exception. If you makban on attack, the tikkun, right? A pikabullah, right? The mekubalim, they say tikkun al shavuos, right? Which is a little of everything in Torah Shabbat Chassav and Torah Shabbat Peh, right? That was the famous story with the Beis Yosef. That's the meaning of staying up at night. Now goes the question. I was up all night, and now what do I do with brachas? First of all, if someone decides, it's mashma that the Indian of staying up, the tikkun is being awake at the time of Kabbalah's time, which was at Alois HaShacha, at Alois HaShacha. So if someone would want to go to sleep after Alois HaShacha, and then you'll wake up at 9 or whatever, 8:30, and now shachris. So betim you're allowed to, as long as you have a way that you'll remember, you'll make up with someone that when he comes back from his davening, need to wake you up. You have to have someone that will wake you up for davening. If you have a shema, you'll be able to.
Well, what time are you not allowed to go to sleep anymore if you're on the shema?
If you don't know from a half an hour before Alois
HaShacha. So 1 o'clock Hashem?
Yeah. I mean, no, you have to know. Some people, I have some children that get up, some children can ring for days. And some just press, and I just press snooze. I wake up and I press snooze. So you have to know.
You're not
going to
press
snooze. If you only got 3 hours of sleep, you never know what you'll be doing. But if you have some, make up with someone to wake up. But you should say Kriya Shema before you go to sleep. Okay. Now what about the brachas? So we have like this. Birchas HaShacha. Birchas HaShacha. And now referring to Birchas HaShacha, you'll still see all those 15 or 20 brachas in the beginning of Davrini, except for the ones which I'm going to make exception for. Right? So that's in Birchas HaShacha alone, there's a Mechaber, in Simin Mem Vav. So if anyone's a Sephardi here, you have to know this Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that if you're not chayiv in the bracha, let's say you didn't sleep So I'm not chayiv now in the bracha of zekif kifufim, matir surim, whichever brachas I'm not chayiv in, or I didn't hear a chicken crow, or I didn't wake up in the morning. So the mechaba holds you have to say the brachas without a shem machas. That's going to the mechaba. The Ramah and the Arizal is with the Ramah. That's why you'll find even Sfardim, a neg like this Ramah, because they're following the meaning of the Arizal. That even if you're not chayv in the bracha, but you're allowed to make it. Because the Maisa, the bracha is mimivarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he created these srachim for the world. So therefore, la halacha, even though I didn't sleep, I can make all those brachas. However, the Chayinim speak out that this is all with the exception of the following brachas. Ashayotza, you need to go to the bathroom in order to make Ashayotza. So therefore, if you're going during the night, so it's better to make it, if not to wait until the morning to make it. But if someone uses the bathroom right before the time of davening, so you can make Ashayotza, otherwise you should not make Ashayotza. Netilas Yedayim. Before we get to Antizidayim, Antizidayim be'etzem it's mashman the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Dalet that are alois the shachar. Someone who's up all night, that alois the shachar, he should wash his hands three times without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah here says that also. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if he will use the bathroom, or touch an uncovered part of the body, then he becomes chayiv in the almatis yedayim, and then he can wash his hands with a bracha.
Every time someone touches an uncovered area, he doesn't make bracha.
Correct. But since before davening, we were masakin to make the bracha, according to the Rosh, that's the reason why you make bracha every morning. So therefore, we allow you to make the bracha. Because according to the Rajba, you're allowed to make it even if you didn't sleep at night. According to Rajba, it's a Bechas HaShevach, that was starting a new day, a new Avoid HaSayoyim. It's a Shevach that it's, I forgot the exact question, but it's for the Nikonim Kapay, Asayiv HaMizbacha, that's for the Rosh. The Rajba learns that, and anyways, according to the Rajba, you don't have to sleep at night, to Bechayim HaMizbacha. So Elamai, because of the Rosh, so we say if you go to the bathroom, then you have the Rosh also, so you can make the bracha.
Do you need to sleep a certain amount at night?
What?
Is there
now, someone who sleeps a half an hour at night, will be able to make these brachas also.
What about half an hour in the afternoon before?
So what are we holding by? We said, Ashayata, he needs to use the bathroom. Alantis Yedayim also, if he uses the bathroom or he touches the Makam Chusa, so then he can make Alantis Yedayim. Elikai Neshama is also an exception to this Ramah. The Achronim say, Machleis Achronim if it's an exception or not, but we pass him with Chosh V'doshites. Elikai Neshama, also a person should not make if he was up all night. He should either be Yotze from someone else, or if he can't find someone else to be Moitzi him, then he should have in mind by Mechaya Mesim and Shmoneh to pat yourself. And Birchas HaTorah is also exception to this rule, right? So far we have Antis Yedayim, Ashayotza, L'kai Neshama, and Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is also exception to this rule. However, Rav Kiv'ege is Mechadish. That if someone slept during the day on Erev Shavuos, it's not going to any day. If you sleep during the day, then you're up all night, you can make Berachas HaTorah in the morning.
Just
Berachas HaTorah? Berachas HaTorah is only for Berachas HaTorah, because it's a tzirif of two machlekesim. There are shittas that hold that every day if you take a nap during the day, you need to make a Berachas HaTorah afterwards. We don't follow that. There's also a sheet that holds if you're up all night, you make Berachas HaTorah. The Rav Kiv'ege says, since you have both, you can make Berachas HaTorah. That would noik. Or there's a tzad to say that if you had in mind the Berachas HaTorah and Erev Shavuos, that should only go until the night. But that alone is a question.
How long do you have to sleep?
Half an hour.
Does it make a difference if you slept that half hour every day? Or
for Berachas HaTorah, no. Now, so that's what I want to stress over here. But one second. And the fifth exception is Hamavishena. Hamavishena. The bracha of Hamavishena is also Machlekes HaPoskim. Therefore, it's better to be Yotze that from Sona. So it comes out, we have five exceptions. But we have an Eitzah for almost all of them. For Ashi Yotze, we have an Eitzah, you go to the bathroom. Auntie's Zidayim, we went to the bathroom. Right? You make Auntie's Zidayim, Ashi Yotze. Berachas HaTorah, you slept the Erev Shavuos. We have Eitzah, you can make Berachas HaTorah. What are we left with? Two brachas, L'kai Nisham and Hamavishena. Sleeping Erev Shavuos will only help you for Berachas HaTorah, not for the other brachas. Yeah.
You said
the Kenneth Shama,
you create it with the
Bracha. If you can't find someone else to be
Mitzvah, yeah. And the Bracha of
Bracha. And Bracha Zatayro. That's right.
If you have in mind, not to be
Mitzvah
with them, and you go to sleep, when you wake up, you can make those Brachas?
Yeah. If someone goes to sleep at Alois.
After that, if you've done it.
No, then not. Because then you might have been Yotze with Avraham.
If you had come on and not be Yotze.
It's schwer too, because there's a sheet that holds the Yotze anyways.
And the other brachas, if you have and the other brachas, you never found anyone to make a brachas for you, you could make them when you wake
which
up.
Which was the other ones?
Akan Shama and if you...
No, because also, according to some places, you Yotze with Chaim Mason.
Mavishena,
maybe.
Or any of the brachas, let's say you didn't make any of the brachas.
That's Allah always. If someone didn't make the Berachas Shach in the morning, so l'chatchila, you should try to make it before Sofis Zman Tefillah. If he didn't make it before Sofis Zman Tefillah, you should try to make it before Chatzos. Didn't make it before Chatzos, you have the whole day to make it.
But you could l'chatchila make all the brachas except for those five.
That's it. And like we just limited even within the five, there is eitzes, right? Tzitzis. So this is negate to people that don't wear talis. Someone that doesn't wear talis, he can't make a bracha on his tzitzis because he's wearing it throughout the night. So either have to put on a different pair of tzitzis, or have someone be mitzvah with the brach of tzitzis. Yeah? Some of the other minhagim that we have is putting out flowers in the house, trees in the shuls. The grove is very against it because of chukis ha-goyim. There's a Kriyas HaMegillah. There's Kriyas HaMegillah, Yontav morning. You have a full Shachris. We have Shachris Halal, Akdamos, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Megillah's Rus. Over here we know if they're reading from a cloth that Kriyas Megillah is with a bracha. And I think we basically covered all the minhagim with their dinim. Yeah? Any questions?
What do you do for brachas tzitzis?
Oh, you want to know about showers. What? For tzitzis, either change your pair of tzitzis or have someone be my tzitzis.
Is it enough?
It's not enough. I mean, unless you take it off for a amount of time.
Take it off before you start learning at night.
And you could, then it's fine. If you take it off for an hour and a half also. For
an hour and a half?
Yeah, and you're learning in between, yeah.
And if you put it on in the middle of the night, you could still make a bracha in the morning.
Right. Don't lose. What?
In the day, you don't want to have to always the
share? It's an hour and a half if you're being oisik in something, if you're learning or you're playing a good game, but you shouldn't be taking off your tits then.
You're not sleeping.
Sleeping is also an hour and a half, but if you stop sitting around, then it's 2 or 3 hours.
If you're sleeping with the tzitzis, then you're still being nice
and tzitzis. Yeah, that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. You can even just spread it out on top of your blanket.
Blanket. So if you sleep a half hour at night, you can make all the brachas. Everything is good.
If you sleep a half an hour at night, yeah.
What's night? Anything out of taste?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Same time that you're able to.
The question is, if you fall asleep on the shtender. That's a question. If you fall asleep on the shtender, is that called sleeping or not? Because the Mishbru throws in that it should be on a bed, mita. Why? Because he holds it has to be a shinus kavua. It should be a kavua that can sleep. Nice bacham taina that a good shlof on a shtender is a little more kavua than on a bed, right? So yesh lodem. But showers is like this. I don't know if you want to hear the arichas about the back and forth of it, but the maisa. Halacha l'maisa, we'll start with halacha l'maisa is, if you're willing to take a cold shower, so then you can do the whole body cold shower.
What's the word of cold?
The word is that even on Shabbos and stuff, it's mutter also, if not for the minig of the Magen Avraham, that we don't wash the whole body with cold water. But mitzad the gzeiros merchatzos, which there is by Shabbos and by Yontem, and the machlokes Rambam and Tosfos, what the heter of warming up water on Yontem is.
I have warm water from before. Right?
One day, or so, we can get there. Just starting off. If you take cold water, then you can do a whole shower, whole body. If you have water warmed up from before Yontem, not that you set the Shabbos clock, the timer to make warm water, but you have warm water from before Yontem, so then you should lechatchila do aver aver. Aver aver means that most of the body should not be wet at once. So you spritz part of your body, you wash part of your body, you can use liquid soap. If you want, you can put some shampoo on your head, but you can rub it in and just wash it in. And then dry yourself and then wash the bottom part of your body. That's good enough, aver aver. B'makim, tzayrich gadol, when a person feels bitzar, and then I'm leaving for you to define it, because you can get nitty gritty. Is this or that? So then Rav Moshe has a tshuva where a full body shower may be mutter with warm water.
But let's say a Dutch sandwich, right? So it heats up automatically by day, but afterwards it says there's no chance that that we're using the water, you're heating it up, but the water's still hot from that day, but even though it heated up on Yom Tov. So you didn't heat it up, it was
Erev Yom Tov, we got heated up, right? From the sun.
Right, well, this year's Shabbos.
Right, this year's Shabbos.
It's empty when you come into Shabbos, but then the
is
empty.
So I'm lost
there. No, what I'm saying is, meaning meaning Shabbos day, right? Shabbos day, right? It's going to heat up, and it's going to be boiling hot water. Then it's going to come, let's say Shabbos, or let's say second Yom Tov, or first Yom Tov, then the water's still going to be hot,
right?
But you're not actually putting any more, you're not heating up any more water.
Right.
Because what am I going to cool off by the next day, and by the next day
is... So if it's warm, fine. But if it's still hot, then you should not do it. Because that's already a question. The Maisa, there's another issue about showers, which a lot of the places came here in Eretz Yisrael are not happy with, that when you take out your hot water, cold water comes in, and meaning, so you're cooking cold water.
Okay, but as I'm saying, if it's a good shemesh, then by night, you take a shower after taste.
Right, but I'm talking about even during the day. The paiskim, I'm saying this problem. But the ma'isets you do it there, Aaron Kotler and many other paiskim, hell, that's not a problem.
But even by day?
Even by day. Why? Because if the only way for me to get... Let's talk about washing dishes, which is mutter. That's for sure mutter. Hands, face, feet. It's for sure mutter to wash with hot water. That's mutter. That's mutter with hot water. As long as it was heated up, kilchsa. So these places may have a problem. How can you wash your face with hot water? How can you wash the dishes with hot water? Cold water's coming in and getting cooked, then you don't need that cooked water that you're cooking on Yontif for Yontif. Says Rabarin, another Paiskim, well, 1 second. If the only way for me to get this hot water to wash my dishes is by having that cold water come in, because otherwise the hot water won't come out, then cooking that cold water is all the tzaira for me to have this hot water to wash my face. Right?
Not the cooking, just the filter.
What?
It's not the boiling of the water,
it's
the
filter
of the water.
Is that,
yeah, I'm not going to say a chiddush. But
is
it makes sense. Which
says?
I heard B'Shem Rabaran and other places, I don't remember.
So, So as long as it's not boiling hot, let's say it's a warm shower, and not maybe labor, and...
The best thing is to do Abra, which means half the body, half the body. That's the best thing. It's a little frustrating, look, but it's much more legal. You don't have to come out to the chiddush of Rav Moshe. If someone needs to, they can be sober on Rav Moshe.
And I can rub on anything?
Liquid soap, you can rub your whole body. The only problem is you're here to rub your hair. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa holds. You can take a towel and dry yourself regularly. As long as you don't soak the towel.
But here also you have to dry it like
several. Here you have to be more careful about it.
So you do that?
Even the Shemesh also holds that you could dry, but dabbing for sure is fine. Anyways, it's hot outside. You walk outside and 2 minutes later it'll be dry. Drier and schwitzier than it was before.
What about brushing it? Is that considered like
that's what's the brush here, unless you have a soft brush. What do you mean? What about Hoitzah, the water that's in here, you're carrying it? Shalele Tzerech. This time there was Makvin, he didn't leave the mikvah until his beard dried.
Tzerech, huh?
Yeah.
What's a soft brush? What's called a soft brush?
Soft brush is that it's not bothering you to pull out hair throughout the brushing.
Maybe you have to dry yourself in the middle?
Yeah, most of your body can be wet at once.
So, meaning everything besides your head that's considered as good?
No, that's most of your body really.
Alright, so
I think the best thing is, if you have a spritzer, you use it just to wash your head to your waist, dry, and then your waist downwards. Or if you'd rather do the other way, the bottom first, then the top. Then you split the body in half, and you didn't do right at one time.
If you split it in two parts, you're going to have that right.
Why?
Because if you do one half, and then the other half, it's not going to be completely.
I said right wet at the same time. I dried in between.
I know, but I'm saying if you do it in two shots, then one of them is going to be more than half.
Why?
To make sure.
What, until my waist is more than half?
No, water waist is going to be more than half. Marashat. I can move your head.
It's not 50-50. You can't have. Right, you can't have. Ruby's 51%? I mean, if you have 51%.
52%.
Because if you
have
52%
of the grounds,
more than two
shifts. No,
75%
is a problem.
Right, I'm saying
75%
is a problem.
Right. All right, no, you're right. The lush is roiv guf. Roiv guf is wet. Roiv is kikula. It has to be 75%.
What's
the
percentage now?
So then, yayin.
I mean, what
are you talking
for that some people there's no
basher now? Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is a peldek Shulchan Aruch. In Simitav Kav in Hilchiz Yontif, he doesn't mention anything about the basher. He leaves basher out. The Rambam holds, yeah, basher, the Shulchan Aruch leaves there. But then when you learn Hilchiz Purim, the Shulchan Aruch says over there in Hilchiz Purim, Oinim, who's also the basher, is allowed to eat basher on Purim. Frek the Magen Avraham, Vishleim and the Rambam, the Shita say, I understand. He holds that every Yontif there's a mitzvah simcha b'basa. There's a mitzvah simcha b'basa also now. But you, the Mechaber, who doesn't hold a basa every Yontif, so why also in Purim is there a mitzvah b'basa? So someone learned, no, the Mechaber also agrees.
You told him Purim.
In Purim is Megala, but it's a Shvachat there.
Do you want to show us on the last page of the Tevah?
That was in the Shvur, right?
What do you say, even Hanukkah, Shabbat?
Hanukkah and Purim, Hanukkah also, right? Everyone says, no Indian. Over here, there's an Indian Shvur that says, to eat bus of a yayin on Hanukkah. It says, over here, at the end of Tokkah, Pop says,
I don't want to stay here, we don't have to play with that. Okay, so we're
I'll do it the first day.
Whatever word you want to use.